Well, first up today, we've got all the travel news that you can use.
In Travel Writers Radio News this week, while dramatic video footage of Hawaii's Kilauea volcano airs daily on TV and the internet, and some are warning of dangerous gas, ash and glass particles in the air around the eruption and lava flow, Hawaii's governor has issued a statement that all other islands are perfectly safe for residents and visitors. Governor David Ige moved to reassure people worldwide that Kilauea's volcano was being closely monitored by a skilled contingent of scientists, geologists, meteorologists, and health experts whose work is being supported around the clock by emergency officials and law enforcement personnel from federal, state, and county agencies. He said the experts were telling him that there is no danger from the eruptions to anyone outside the areas that have been evacuated, and there was no tsunami threat. As the islands reported a drop in bookings on the Big Island of Hawaii, he said visitors to Hawaii can be assured that the volcanic activity is having no effect whatsoever on the other islands, Oahu, Maui, Molokai, Lanai, and Kauai. Sydney is to get a W hotel in the heart of the city on the site of the former IMAX theatre at Darling Harbour. The upmarket W brand is now part of the Marriott International Group and is expected to open by June 2020 as a 450-room luxury hotel within the International Convention Centre precinct, and it will cater to conference and business event attendees. Competitors Accor opened a Sofitel Darling Harbour near the ICC last October. W Brisbane is due to open next month, and W Melbourne is scheduled for late 2019 next year. Meanwhile, Melbourne is to get another CBD hotel on the site of the former Fletcher Jones clothing shop, which was a Melbourne institution before the tailoring business collapsed in 2012. A contemporary vibe hotel will be built on the corner site at Flinders and Queen Streets, rising 24 stories but retaining the facade of the 145-year-old building. It's due to open in late 2019 with 206 rooms. AirAsia has celebrated its 500 millionth passenger in just 16 years as an airline. AirAsia Group CEO Tony Fernandez said the airline, which started in 2001, has 130 destinations, many of which are exclusive to his airline. The low-cost carrier began flying with two aircraft, but now has 200. To put the achievement into context, he said 500 million guests was about 7 times the population of Thailand, 16 times the population of Malaysia, and about 80% of the entire ASEAN population, which is currently 640 million. The MCB, which is the Melbourne Convention Bureau, is welcoming an influx of incentive groups arriving in Melbourne this month, including 8 international insurance and direct selling groups, who will contribute an estimated $22 million to the local economy. MCB CEO Karen Bollinger said the groups totaled 5,000 incentive and reward delegates and were the result of targeted efforts by the local business event sector in Victoria. She said the timing of these visits in the traditionally quiet shoulder and off seasons boosted hotel occupancy, visits to attractions and restaurants as the groups dispersed across regional Victoria. And Australian winemakers could not afford a trade dispute between China and Australia because wine exports to China accounted for 75% of the industry's revenue growth over the past 5 years, according to business research firm Ibis World. Our winemakers believe deteriorating relations between Canberra and Beijing have resulted in their products being stalled by Chinese customs rules targeting Australian companies. Ibis World says that between 2013-14 and 2016-17, wine exports to China grew from $300 million to almost $740 million. In 2013-14, China was the third largest market for Australian wine, but by 2015-16, it had become the largest. A Wine Australia report recently showed that for the year to March 2018, Chinese exports topped $1 billion. And that's Travel Writers Radio News for this week. I'm Adelaine Ng.
Thank you, Adelaine. That was excellent and well-read, despite some very tricky words in there.
Thank you. It's Hawaii that gets me.
It is.